As a matter of interest, the music we've just been listening to. It has strict rules of harmony and counterpoint. But there's one case in which all the rules are ignored, or can be ignored. And that is when there's a steady, what they call a pedal bass, a steady, long, deep note, unaltered, in the deep register. Then all the rules which have guided the harmony and the counterpoint can be disregarded while that pedal bass continues. Well, it's a little bit like the situation in life today. We are disregarding the rules which have been established by experience and tradition, as were the rules of harmony and counterpoint. It generally sounds dreadful when you break them. But in our modern life, we have lost the deep, unchanging pedal bass, so to speak, which would otherwise hold together all those irregularities. And yoga is a search and a series of experiments. It's an experimental search, not simply an intellectual search, to find that pedal bass. There is something which continues, and if we can realize it and establish it and sound it, so to speak, then all the difficulties on the surface will be resolved and brought together into an integration. Generally, we think of the events of life, what's happening, what I'm thinking, what you're thinking, what has happened, what's going to happen. If you ask people generally, just to get some sort of representation of a tree here, they'll, with no artistic skill particularly, they'll just, and then, get away from them. There's the ground. But the Chinese character for a tree is and the origin of this character was the branches and the roots. Traditionally, the Chinese thought of the whole tree, branches and roots, which are often much bigger than what's above the ground. We tend to think of only what's above the ground. And the same way in our personalities, our behavior. We tend to think and modify and try and change and improve or control what's above the ground. We don't know what the roots are from which our behavior and thought and inspiration come. Freud thought the unconscious can only wish. But that doesn't account for the cases, the very many cases, where, for instance, on rising from deep sleep, a writer, or a scientist, or a musician, suddenly finds there's a new inspiration. It wasn't with him when he went to sleep. Then he has the conscious labor of struggling to express that inspiration. He may turn his back on it. Berlioz records in his diaries that he had, on waking from sleep, a brilliant orchestral piece, full orchestral colouring. It was wonderful. And then he thought of the immense labour of getting it down. And he turned over and went to sleep. He said he came once more, and the same, and then never again. But the inspiration was there. It can't be accounted for by supposing the unconscious can only wish, or that the unconscious is driven by power desires. Now, yoga seeks for what is deeper. One of the key words is purification. We tend to think, oh Lord, no, not that. That means sort of sweeping things under the carpet, that's all, and telling everybody, isn't this my room beautiful? But that's not what's meant by purification. I'm not a cook myself, I don't know, but cooks tell you that before you begin to cook, you must have the utensils perfectly clean. It's no good, I gather, trying to make a delicate consomme when the wooden spoon with which you stir has got a lot of yesterday's gravy on it. You've got to make everything perfectly clean. In a laboratory, the things have to be clean and pure. And then meaningful treatment or meaningful experiments can be conducted, but not otherwise. Now, this is the sense of purification. We must be able to clear our mind of all the rubbish of memories, anticipations, hopes, fears, dreads, ambitions, and have it quite clean, like the cook when he's going to begin. Then these things can be utilized meaningfully. The different elements of our personality can be utilized. Now people think, oh, you can't do that. It means cutting away part of yourself. Not at all. These things are not part of ourselves. The remnants of the yesterday's gravy is not part of the gravy spoon. Can make gravy again, but it must be clean to start with. I saw in Japan my neighbour in the garden. There was a little boy, he was about 3 or 4, and he was playing with a bucket of water and a heap of mud. And his grandfather came out. Well, the Japanese are very, very good to small children. They know what's going to come later. And they're very kind to the small children. And Grandpa said to him, he said, oh, you don't want to play with that dirty mud. Look, it's all dirty. The little boy was splashing about with the water, and the little boy said, I'm washing it clean.